Listen for it. That wild, fun, perhaps psychedelic musical instrument known as the kazoo. That was a portion of the Grateful Dead song Alligator. Yes, Jerry Garcia blew on a kazoo on occasion. It's the Friday feature. I'm Paul Foster. I think it was like 10 days away from Christmas of this past year as I and my family were visiting downtown Asheville. Along one street, while waiting to enter a popular business, there was a busker performing there. While strumming his guitar and when not singing, at times he was blowing into an instrument, into a kazoo. I had not heard that instrument in some time. I wanted to learn more, so started doing some research, and I found out some interesting news. There's a factory in Buford, South Carolina, that makes this instrument. And this coming Sunday also happens to be National Kazoo Day. That's January the 28th. We've got that factory right here in the Carolinas. It's the only full-time one in America. That brings us to our very special guest. He's president of the Kazoo Factory, Stephen Murray.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Let's begin with what you know about the history of the kazoo. I understand that it has roots that actually come back here to the South.
It's one of only a few instruments that we actually call American-made. The legend has it that the kazoo was invented in Macon, Georgia in the 1840s. It was invented by a freed slave by the name of Alabama Vest and an immigrant German clockmaker by the name of Thaddeus von Kleck. The legend is Alabama had the concept of the kazoo based on an African gourd Merlaton. Thaddeus had the technical know-how being a clockmaker, and somehow those gentlemen got together and came up with the modern-day kazoo, kind of the submarine shape that you probably had as a kid. And we know from historical records that they exhibited their instrument, which they called the Down South Submarine. They exhibited it at the Georgia State Fair in 1852.
As time went on, was this a instrument that was used by what's referred to as jug bands back in the day?
It was, yeah. It actually had a kind of a heyday in the late 1800s and then into the early 20th century. Jug bands, youth bands especially found that the instrument was affordable. If you couldn't afford trombones and trumpets and French horns, you generally could scrounge enough money to get kazoos in the hands of the kids. And then going into, again, the 20th century with jazz and blues, kazoos were appearing at records of the time.
What about you personally? What got you kind of kazoo crazy, and how did you take over America's only full-time kazoo factory?
Yeah, great question. My background was in theater, and I was working for a guy as a production manager, and he was the king of kazoo. He's Rick Hubbard. He travels about 200 days a year all over the country playing kazoo and giving kazoos away to kids and families, festivals and theaters. And he had started kazoos.com, a retail website, back in 1997. And so I was a bit tired of being on the road, so I offered to take over the kazoo business for him. And we were simply an internet retailer. We did that for about a year or so, and the manufacturer up in Michigan was ready to get out of the business. And so we bought all the operations of the business, all the assets, and moved it south. And opened in Hilton Head for a couple of years and then took it to Florida. And now we're back in Buford, South Carolina. So March of this year will mark my 18th year in the kazoo business.
The kazoo was also featured in music from the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, Frank Zappa, and what you're listening to right now, the Avett Brothers 2003 release called A Carolina Jubilee, the D Bag Rag. Stephen, besides the factory of making the instrument, I understand that there's also a gift shop and a museum. Folks can take tours.
Absolutely. We bought a new facility in Buford back in 2009. The facility is a little larger than what we really needed. Being in the kazoo business for almost two decades, we've amassed a nice little collection of historic kazoos going all the way back to the mid-1800s. We stored them in my office and in boxes. And a friend of mine, Boaz Franco out in Portland, Oregon, he's also a kazoo collector. We were chatting one day, and I've got some space, and it's kind of a shame. We've got all these great, historic kazoos and artifacts, kind of neat instruments that I believe are part of American heritage, American legacy that we really ought to put on display and share with the world. We bought some display cases and put some lights up and posters and signs, and now at the factory here, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., we do factory tours. Walk through the museum. We have a short video. We tell you about the history of the kazoo. And then we have tour guides who play some of the instruments and things that we manufacture here. You get to go through the production line and see all the different steps, the kazoo, assembly, imprinting, and packaging. And then most folks' favorite part at the very end, you get to build your own kazoo.
There's kazoos that come in a variety of colors and sizes and shapes, I guess.
There is, and I think that's one of our strengths as a company. First and foremost, we make all of our products right here in the United States. All of our kazoos are molded in Florida. We bring them to our facility. We do all the assembly. We have 15 different body and cap colors, another handful of accessories that you can attach to your kazoo to make all kind of Dr. Seuss-like instruments, and then several different packaging options. We really pride ourselves on not only being American-made, but being the highest quality kazoo in the world. Really customize the kazoo to match whatever your personality is that day.
It's the Friday feature from WNCW. We're speaking with Stephen Murray. He's our guest president of the Kazoo Factory in the Lowcountry of South Carolina. And by the way, a reminder that National Kazoo Day is coming up this very Sunday. Stephen, here's a question that I personally need to ask. Can anyone play this fun instrument?
Well, that's what's so great. It's a democratic instrument, and absolutely anyone can play the kazoo. I've got 4-year-old girls at home, twins. I've given kazoo lessons to 90-year-olds. Within a few minutes of a lesson, you've got the sounds coming out of the kazoo, and it's really hard not to smile.
Before we let you get away, we have got to put you on the spot. Can you hum us a tune on a kazoo?
Oh, man, I would be delighted to. In honor of National Kazoo Day, here we go. I encourage you, our website, kazoos.com, or go to YouTube and search kazoo videos, and you'll see that folks are doing some pretty fun things with kazoos all over the world.
Yeah, I'd like to tell our listeners in upstate South Carolina, western North Carolina, into Charlotte, next time they hit the road for a trip and want to go towards the coast, to keep Buford in mind and head on down and visit.
We would love to see you, and we'd love to show people how at Kazoobie Kazoos, we keep America humming down here.
Stephen Murray, president of the Kazoo Factory, and we get ready for National Kazoo Day, and thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, Paul, thank you so much for having us on. I'd like to say that's a wrap.
What a way to go out here on the Friday feature, also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.